Fort workers in Buffalo, Detroit, Lake Michigan, Sault Ste. Marie, and Duluth had to have transportation worker identification credentials or TWIC cards for unescorted access to secure areas. Duluth Seaway Port Authority facilities manager Jim Shero says more than 3,000 port workers applied for the cards in the Twin Ports.
Some people are still getting their cards, but there is provision for them to be escorted, so I haven't heard of any disruptions. The next step will be that the U.S. crew members on the ships will have to have TWIC cards as of April 15th.
Shero says some port workers experience problems obtaining the cards by the compliance date.
It was just people putting off their application date in most cases. There were some major computer problems this fall, and that delayed the issuance of cards.
Shero says international ships and their crews are hitting a bit of a snag.
There was a Canadian ship that had come into our dock, and the crew was really rather miffed that they couldn't get off the ship without being escorted, and there wasn't an escort available, and we've solved that problem. But unfortunately, they cannot get these TWIC cards right now, and we've urged them to work through Canadian authorities, to work with the U.S. authorities to try to qualify Canadians to apply for these cards.
Brown County Harbor Commission Port Manager Dean Hain in Green Bay says they haven't had any problems with the TWIC cards. Hain says all people who ask for them and need them in Green Bay have them. In Superior, Danielle Cading, Wisconsin Public Radio.